The Million Strong Solar Campaign held a press conference at the state capitol on Tuesday to urge the state to double its solar target to 1 million New York households by 2023, including 100,000 low-income households. WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley filed this report.
Erin Mayer, who is an environmental justice leader and also the former president of the Sierra Club.
Thank you, everybody. Number one, when we look at where New York State can be vis-a-vis the nation, it is kind of embarrassing. This is a no-brainer. This is the state that gave rise to the New Deal. This is the state of FDR. This is the state of jobs. But more importantly, the Capital Region is the capital of electricity. We have the electric city called Schenectady. So why isn't the Capital Region and at least the upstate New York economy number one in solar? The answer is, at the end of the day, we're still battling the oil industry, the carbon sector. We're still dealing with the transport and providing supply lines for natural gas. Natural gas is not a bridge fuel, it's a dirty fuel. And New York right now needs to follow, in fact, beat California. California's economy is as diverse as New York State. Here we have an opportunity to, again, 2023, 1 million, good, we can do better. We can do better. We're just reforming our building codes, getting DHCR involved, getting our economic development involved. Look, we got the test with the Buffalo billions. We want to see that billions now into packages that actually build, as I say, microgrids, the solar grids, and things that we need right now. These are clean jobs, green jobs, and you cannot rebuild and retool our economy on the back of mixing solar and dirty energy. It's either one or the other. And so right now we're asking to go 100% clean, 100% renewable. We want to go from 12 to number one. Number one in jobs, number one in installation, number one in building codes, number one, again, leading the nation forward. Again, this governor has come off a very significant victory. But hey, we got Tish James coming in as our AG. And so as our state AG, she can go after the carbon and dirty carbon sector in the Ohio River Valley and hold them accountable for poisoning our air. Because number one, not only is going solar, going clean, and going for clean and renewables, but it is the number one health remedy with regards to asthma and upper respiratory disease, of which our state is upwind from. So going solar makes not only economic sense and sound sense, it makes sound public health sense. Invest in New York, invest in the future. We want to go 100% renewable. We want to get those million homes by 2023, but can we go 2 million, 3 million? Can we reform our codes, all of our codes, so that we push this economy and make this state leapfrog from 12th to number one? I believe in New York. This is a jobs bill. This can put New York to work. And again, let's do this. We got Senator Breslin and we got Assemblywoman Fahey. This is the Capital Region. This is the Electric City Region. This is the region that can power New York back to number one. Thank you.
We have Gina Cassati, the Regional Sales Senior Manager for Sunrun. Guzek, Thomas, I know you're here. I talked to you earlier. Thank you for joining us. Thomas is the Managing General Partner for Solar Park Energy.
Correct.
Do you want to come down here?
Or? Sure. Community solar developer, concentrating on western, central, and upstate New York, and all we build is community solar. Only about 25% of homes and businesses throughout the state can adopt solar on site, so it's very important for us to meet the kind of challenges of a million strong or 30 by 50 to make sure that community solar is in effect a growing industry. We have some exciting projects. We're ready to open up about 14 megawatts of power in western New York, which will provide about 2,500 customers with community solar. This is to small businesses as well as community members, and we're working on low to middle income customers as well that will be serviced by that. Our biggest challenge, and we have a lot of projects in the system, is that we need some minor tweaks and modifications to the solar laws that are in either local municipalities, but more so in the state legislature and the state senate. And those are areas where if we can pass minor modifications, I know that we can grow the community solar package immensely in upstate New York.
Not least, we have Carl Robigo, the executive director of the PACE Energy and Climate Center.
All right, thank you very much, and it's great to be here. PACE has been working on clean energy for New York, the region, the nation, and around the world for about 30 years now. We're just finishing our 30th year of work. Back when I first went to PACE to study environmental law while I was teaching at West Point, we only dreamed that we would be at this point now where people could say, I want solar, it would be economic, technical, and basically popular. We were trying to lay the foundation in those 30 years ago when we started talking about environmental externalities and the need to account for the pollution that current conventional fossil energy sources produce and that clean energy alternatives can avoid. Work on that foundation continued from that time. I was at the Department of Energy when we got President Clinton to announce 1 million solar roofs for the whole United States as a goal. That led to the Sunshot Initiative, which kept driving prices down, made solar more available and recognized across our country. After you set a good foundation, you have to announce goals. Goals focus executives. Our chief executive should announce the goal because he's got a complex and deep staff working for him that can realize those goals if he'll step up and make it the culture of New York that we're going to have high goals and we're going to aspire to achieve them. And then that leads to the third thing that's most important right now that we're all here to work on is execution. It's not going to be enough to say we want 1 million solar roofs. It's not going to be enough to say we want 100,000 of them on low-income households and housing units. What we have to do is follow through. We have to make sure that our dreams become a reality, and that's where his Public Service Commission, where the legislative bodies, where everyone in New York can pitch in and make that goal a reality. I'm excited to be here and call for the goal. I'm even more excited to expect the execution that's going to come from it. Thank you, everyone, for laying the foundation.
Sean Guerin with Vote Solar. The point of this campaign, obviously, at the high level is to achieve getting enough solar power on the ground to power 1 million homes and to serve 100,000 customers, low-income customers, with cost-saving solar. But beneath that, we actually wrote two roadmaps, one specific to that 100,000 low-income customers and one to the 1 million solar customers. And we really actually laid out the platform of policies that need to be in place. Fundamentally, you need the direction of a strong goal. You need fair compensation that pays solar developers and solar customers a fair rate for their electricity. You need good policies at the local level when it comes to property taxes and siting and making sure that we're protecting our land and hitting our state's clean energy goals simultaneously. And finally, you need to make it easy for people to make this choice. So everything has to be simple so customers can get it. The utilities have to work with developers so that they can plug their projects in fast and at a relatively affordable rate. Those are some of the policies that are needed to get there. So first you set the goal, and then you put us on the path to get to 1 million solar strong New York.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for organizing this today. I guess I am here mainly to serve an example of the strong job contribution that the solar industry creates in New York. I actually was a former high school teacher for about a decade in the U.S. and abroad, and I switched careers and started very much at the bottom level three years back, I'm currently, I sold solar, I lead generate for solar, I work with the ops side, I basically have a good taste of the whole residential solar industry, and I'm just here to basically let you know, let you guys know that that solar creates good, affordable jobs with affordable salaries and benefits, which is very important to me. I actually moved here from the Midwest, where from a region where we've seen many good jobs disappear in the last couple decades. So it's really important to me that I work for a strong company that is creating jobs all the time, and we really need state support to make that continue. So.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC. That was the Million Strong Solar Campaign, a coalition of industry, climate, and community groups urging the governor to increase the state's goal to put more solar panels on homes. Presently, solar only provides 1% of the state's electricity needs. The report was filed by WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley.
And if you're still with us, you're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM.